This summer, Bucyrus International got bipartisan help to overturn a decision by the Export-Import Bank. The firm's CEO successfully asked a state lawmaker to squelch a climate change bill. And last week, Democratic candidate for governor Tom Barrett visited the mining equipment maker in search of votes. The latest victory for Bucyrus is convincing the Doyle administration to provide $20 million in enterprise zone tax credits if the firm creates 515 new jobs in Wisconsin. Governor Jim Doyle says tax credits for a successful company like Bucyrus can pay off for their suppliers as well.
We've used these, I think, very effectively with our largest manufacturers to really help the entire state.
Doyle says the help for Bucyrus has been in the works for several months and is not designed to influence next week's elections. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.